Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
The Apostle Paul always acknowledged other members of his team, honoring them as co-workers. We see this illustrated in his introduction to his letter to the Colossians.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints in Christ at Colossae who are faithful brothers and sisters.
In 6 of Paul's letters, he included Timothy as a co-sender, not a co-author, but a very close associate. However, team ministry was not a part of Paul's mentality. Before he became a believer, he was authoritarian in his leadership. But all that changed once he was converted to Jesus Christ. Although he was a strong team leader, he acknowledged all the members of his team. For example, when he wrote to the Thessalonians, notice how he used the plural pronoun to refer to himself as well as Silas and Timothy.
Although we could have been a burden as Christ's apostles, instead we were gentle among you, as a nurse nurtures her own children. As you know, like a father with his own children, we encouraged, comforted, and implored each one of you to walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
So let's remember this principle to live by as illustrated again and again by the Apostle Paul. All spiritual leaders should endeavor to implement the team ministry model, illustrated so often in Scripture.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.